So, you know, we got these big political conventions. The national conventions are coming up.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, this summer. What, yeah, August and
yeah,
September?
Some, is that right? Well, no, it's July and August, I believe.
Oh, it is?
Now,
okay.
The Democrats are going to be meeting in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
North Carolina Democrats just finished having their state convention.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great time for revelry. Be excited about all that. Get a chance
I thought some of the Dems wanted them to, you know, pull out of North Carolina.
Well, you know, that's interesting you would bring that up, Mr. Murphy, because apparently very absent were any of the biggity wigs from the Obama national campaign.
Really?
They didn't show up for the state convention.
Hmm.
It appears that there would be a sex scandal going on.
In North Carolina?
Yeah, Democrats.
Well, I thought that one just wrapped up. Oh, no, that was John Edwards.
That's right. That's another.
Wonder if he and Miss Hunter will drop into the convention.
Could, yeah, they? Maybe
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Story is that earlier this year, the former party communications staffer named Adrian Ortega, age 26, he's 26, accused the former North Carolina Democratic Party executive director Jay Parmley of repeated sexual harassment of him.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The staffer was fired. The executive director resigned. And now this is starting to, well, leak out from under the door. People are starting to hear about this.
It's a distraction.
Yeah.
It's a somebody needs to quit.
And all of a sudden, the Obama administration that has always talked about harassment in the workplace should not be allowed in any way, shape, or form, not saying anything. So you got two people wearing wingtips harassed, you know, talking about harassing. You know, just it's not good.
No.
There are many people who are gruntled.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I know. It's not the kind of hope and change they were looking
no,
for.
No, it's not, as a matter of fact. And, of course, also, you know, there's that big bank that's there in North Carolina, and they're in a little bit of trouble. So it's really not going well, shall we say, for the Democrats there in the beautiful state of North Carolina. Now, we're just, again, this is in Michelle Malkin's column that just came out this morning. So we'll see if that starts to make the old news cycle.
I guess it's too late to switch. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you can pull up states and let's go to Virginia.
Yeah. Can you find a Ramada in Gainesville?
Yeah.
No.
In the Democrat, I mean, the Republicans is in Florida already.
Oh, that's
Tampa.
Right.
Tampa,
in
yes.
Tampa,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, can't be doing that.
Uh-huh.
Can't be doing that. So, looks like there's going to be more sports talk radio out there. CBS and Cumulus Media putting together a sports network to compete with ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, see how that works. It'll only be in the top 50 markets, it looks like, for right now. Wall Street Journal says the new CBS Sports Radio will include 67 stations owned by Cumulus and have close to 10 million listeners. So see how that works out. So now, but Rome is with Premier. He's not
correct
with Cumulus, right? So he won't be moving away from us, at least it appears right now. Woman in the Czech Republic climbed to the top of a power pole, had to be rescued. The unidentified 21-year-old woman trying to get to the other side of a river. Police say that she saw this giant 40-foot pylon and thought that it was some kind of a bridge. So she climbed to the top, realized she had made a mistake, dialed 911.
Oh, my.
Says here that cannabis was involved.
Cannabis?
Yeah.
Marijuana.
Oh.
So, I mean, she's toked up
cannabis
and climbing a 40-foot pole? Really?
Well,
golly.
If you climb a 40-foot pole, you probably should be toked up. Yeah.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The doctor will see you now.
Today, a mom will get a checkup. A dad will get a blood pressure screening. And a little one will get a vaccine. With the healthcare law, you may now have preventive benefits with no insurance copays or out-of-pocket costs. But there's another reason to join the millions who are using their benefits today. Staying healthy for all those tomorrows you want to enjoy. Learn more at healthcare.gov. Better health is in your hands.
When I talk to some of my fellow Suddenlink customers, I always like to hear what they have recorded, what they've had recorded for a long time and haven't watched. I've got some things waiting for me to watch that I recorded last year. Yeah, I really, really do. I'll get around to it. I recorded it because I wanted to see it, but that's the beauty of the DVR. You can watch it when you want to watch it, when you have time to watch it, when you have time to sit down and enjoy it. Now, one thing I'm going to be recording on Sunday night is an HBO special called The Newsroom. Yeah, it's going to run for about 8 weeks. And one reason I'm interested in it is because one of the stars is a local kid, Tommy Sadowski, A&M Consolidated graduate. He does a lot of Broadway, but now he's on TV in The Newsroom. So if you watch that, yeah, look for Tommy. He's one of the stars. And I'm going to be recording it each and every week so that if I can't watch it on Sunday nights, I'll always have it there. It's the beauty of the DVR. The SL200 HDTV with free high definition when you bundle, that's part of the Suddenlink Red Tag event that's going on right now. And the telephone service for only $20 a month, that's what the employees pay. Call Suddenlink, won't you, at 1-800-915-1866. Record your favorite shows and watch our buddy Tommy Sadowski, College Station kid. That's coming up on Sunday night on HBO, The Newsroom, and it's on Suddenlink.
Let us entertain you with the Tony Award-winning musical Gypsy on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Gypsy is based on the memoirs of Gypsy Rose Lee and features some of the most memorable songs on Broadway, including Let Me Entertain You and Everything's Coming Up Roses. Brought to you by Shirley Borden and Robert C. Borden and by Alan Bryant. Directed by Randy Wilson and starring Chesra Walters as Mama Rose. Don't miss Gypsy on stage this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at theatercompany.com.
It's the most fun.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. Voted the best water park in the world for 14 straight years. Schlitterbahn has bigger, better, and more rides than any other water park. Nobody comes close. More than 3 miles of tubing rides, 8 kid water parks, wave pools, heated pools, uphill water coasters, and slides of all kinds. And now in 2012, experience the falls. The longest white water adventure ride on planet Earth. Voted best new water park ride anywhere. Plus, enjoy the Aquavair, the Deluge, the Butterfly Bayou, Boogie Bay, and more. And get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hey, good morning, 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You've heard of Yves Saint Laurent? Yves Saint Laurent? They're dropping the Eve on the name.
Oh, really? Why?
Yeah. Well, they just decided that actually it needs to have a more modern, more youthful sound, so it will be called Saint Laurent Paris.
Hmm. Oh,
ain't gonna do Eve anymore. Ye. So there. Hey, son, I read one
we'll
review.
Call it Ives St. Lawrence.
Ives St. Laurenti. Yeah. I read one review of that Newsroom. They say it's a stinker. So we'll
well, did you read the Washington Post one?
I'm not sure.
That's the one I read. And, yeah, wasn't. It just said that, you know, Aaron Sorkin is a little too dominant as far as his influence.
I'm going to capture it, and I'm going to try it, but I'm not sure if it's going to work.
Well, the thing about it is, and, you know, and like I said in my endorsement with Suddenlink a moment ago, I'm going to watch it just because I've gotten to know this kid a little bit from some of the work that I do, this Sadowski kid who's really very talented.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're talking about Aaron Sorkin, you're talking about West Wing. So get ready for a lot of people talking fast.
Well,
like I just did.
And talking about how liberal's good. So remember that, too. You may kind of, from a political standpoint, not agree with what's said.
Right.
So, have you ever wondered?
He's dead.
That's right. You ever wonder why the food in those food commercials always looks so good? Because it does.
Most of the times they do things to it that makes it inedible.
Matter of fact, somebody sent me a YouTube about McDonald's.
That's
fluff
what it is. Right?
The other day.
It's an okay thing. It's a CNews story.
Uh-huh.
And what they did, it's the lady's name is Hope Bagazzi.
Right.
She's the person who is the director of marketing for McDonald's in Canada. They talk different up there.
Mm-hmm.
Say some words differently. And what they do is apparently they take questions from people. And the question was, why doesn't my hamburger look like the one in the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a thing. It's gone viral. I don't know how many times people have seen it.
Yeah.
But they actually show how they make this burger, and using a food stylist,
right,
how they make this burger differently than the burger that you actually get at the restaurant. And, they turn it and they cook the edges as opposed to just kind of let it sit on the grill.
Right.
Don't cook it as much. It's thicker. The other thing they do is they offset the bun a little bit, and they pull the pickles out, and they use like a hairdryer to melt the cheese.
Yeah.
And then they go in and they computer enhance to take all the little divots and holes that
out
are in the bun so
yeah.
that it looks
a little Photoshop there,
yeah,
on the
looks
thing.
That way. So
yeah.
I mean,
but it's the same, essentially it's the same ingredients that you
yes,
that
by,
you order.
By law it has to be the
it
same
has
ingredients.
To be. Yeah.
Because I remember a long time ago we had I was in high school and we were in art class and we had someone come from some sort of art institute in Dallas and talk to us, and they were talking about how they made food look for magazine covers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I don't know if this is still the case now, but then the what we were told was that if you look at the cover, let's say Southern Living around Thanksgiving, and they have the big Thanksgiving spread out there, and your turkey never looks like that.
No.
It's because they would take a raw turkey and cover it in shoe polish.
Yeah, so there. And always looks good. Not too tasty, but
no.
Always looks good. Well, and here's the other thing, too. The pizza. I mean, really? Just... how in the world does the cheese string out like that?
Well, because if you do that, you know what's about to happen? That cheese will win the battle, and it's going to take everything on that slice of pizza with it.
They don't let you see that part of it, do they?
You're going to lose, and I'm taking all my friends with me.
And then I'm watching someplace.
Rebel!
And then I'm watching.
And you're
something.
Stuck with a piece of hot crust.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh,
boy.
Yay. Where they show.
You got any ranch?
They show you cutting into. They show them cutting into like a brownie that has a caramel on it, and just this little caramel string on there, and it's never that way. Oh, by the way, let me see if I can find.
I want to know how they get the perfect scoop of ice cream.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's rounded on top, and then it has the little outer edge around the outside, and then
you're right,
right there, and it's
bad noise there.
Yeah, and it just plops in the bowl.
Yeah, not exactly the noise that you'd want when you're thinking about food.
Unfortunate.
But here we go. Now, I found this today that was troublesome, I think, when it comes to, when you want to make your salad taste as good as you possibly can, that's a good thing, except, that might make you a little bit, bulgy later.
Mm.
So if
you're
saying
queso on my salad is a bad idea.
Yeah, right. But if you want to make your salad healthier, opt for full-fat dressing. A study published in the Journal of Molecular Nutrition.
Ooh.
Now, that's a scientist telling you that Twinkie is good for you, okay? That's what you got to love that. That's a scientist who says, yeah, that's okay for you. No, but what they're saying is that, in fact, healthy nutrients in veggies are better absorbed by your body when accompanied by fat. So use the full-fat ranch dressing.
Fat?
Go ahead and go with the blue cheese. Some fats are better than others. Oh, they had to say that, did they? But what they will do is they will help actually for your body to take in the nutrients and absorb them from the vegetables. Canola and olive oil contain monounsaturated fats, which work best to help your body absorb nutrients. Saturated fats, like those found in butter and cream, came in second. And your polyunsaturated fats, found in corn and soybean oils, are least effective. So go with the OVO. What's it called?
EVO.
EVO.
Excuse me, EVOO. Don't act like you don't watch Rachel Ray. She comes on at 9.
Yeah. I need really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabits per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabits per second. It doesn't matter if you live in the town or in the country. That's right. Even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available to your home or office. So make the call to Starfire today at 776-2215 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. And you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
It's officially summertime, and that means it's time for the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Receive up to $1,000 in rebates on select models, plus additional financing with rates as low as 3.99%. Polaris Fun Center will keep your budget cool this summer with hot deals on Polaris Rangers, Razors, and Sportsman ATVs. Polaris Fun Center in Bryan has an entire family of machines built to handle your adventures through any season. Polaris Fun Center, just north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Log on to PolarisFunCenter.com. Remember, Polaris Fun Center, where they sell and service fun, not tractors.
Hey, 3 minutes till our week. Well, 3 minutes till my weekend starts.
You'll be happy to know that. And after all, isn't that all that matters?
That's right.
That's right.
You'll be happy to know that some of the articles in this month's edition of Molecular Nutrition and Food Research.
Please, yes.
I'm guessing this is the same one. It's the only one I could find. The lead research article is dietary fat modifies the postprandial inflammatory state in subjects with metabolic syndrome.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
It's also known as the Lip Gene Study.
Yeah.
And then the second one is the meal. Triacylglycerol profile modulates postprandial absorption of carotenoids in humans.
Yeah, see? Huh. I knew that.
Tom, I was trying to tell you that out in the hall, and you didn't believe me. Just because you got lucky on Jethro Trivia, man.
I know. I still believe in you, man.
Hey, Prince William. Uh-huh. Yeah, Prince William got a great military career, got a good-looking woman.
Turned 30 yesterday.
Well, now he's got money.
Yeah.
Yep. Matter of fact,
he hit 30.
Yep. Hit 30. He inherited $15.7 million.
Oh so, my goodness!
There you go.
That was a happy
there
birthday.
There you go. That's it. All right. On this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do.
How'd they get all that in the birthday card, man?
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
Yeah. 1847. The donut was invented.
Oh really?
Boy. Yeah. And I'm not going to say
they've been improving on it since. All right.
I'm about to get on the road.
Yeah, you just stop.
1969, Judy Garland died at the age of 47. And in 1984, just to make you feel old, the movie Karate Kid opened in American theaters. That was 1984.
Wow. Danielson.
Yeah, you got a minute 10. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Well, we got new movies at the Bayou. There's three of them, as a matter of fact. This Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter certainly has been advertised.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm probably going to go see it because I'm a big Abraham Lincoln fan.
Well, they say that it's very true. I mean, it's very historical. Well, if you take out that vampire part.
It's Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Evidently, Abe deals with that the U.S. is going to be taken over by vampires.
I'm sure it's a bright and cheery movie if it's Tim Burton.